Welcome to paradise. Oh, paradise.
Wow. Hey, Jeff.
What's up?
Jeff.
What?
Jeff!
What?
Jeff!
Everything's so slow.
Tell you about my best friend. He's a warm-hearted person who loves me till the end.
You're listening to Pigs Radio, broadcasting live from a secret location in Compton, California. The talk show that makes psychiatrists see other psychiatrists.
Pigs Radio
emphasis.
Wait a minute. Wait, what happened?
I want to call attention that man was high or something.
It was
a little slow.
I don't know. You think?
What happened?
I don't know.
Do we have to add this to the... We have to add this to the bingo, is what you're telling me.
I don't understand why everything's all slow-mo.
Oh, my God.
It's been slow for 3 weeks.
I wanted
weeks.
To hear other psychiatrists.
It did say it.
Other psychiatrists. I want to hear the radio say
it. It's like it's about to die.
This show is already, it's already slowing down. It just started.
You're listening to Pigs Radio. From a secret location in Compton, California. The talk show that makes psychiatrists see other psychiatrists.
I don't know.
It's going so slow that the pig squealed slow down. It's just badger talking. And it's like they know our secrets now. You can't do that.
Sorry.
Jesus.
All we did for that, we sped up Badger's voice, and that's all that was. It turned into a pig scream.
It was just Badger with the toy, and then the next thing you know, we sped it up by 50%.
It's like Badger in her refractory period.
Jesus.
By the way, Greg's still on a good one, and he's not even on the couch anymore. If you actually notice, he's actually by the couch. So he's still getting kind of somewhat powers.
Well, he's rubbing up against the couch, so he's getting the couch powers.
The couch is called Carol. He's rubbing against Carol right now.
Scooted over that far over.
He's like, I saw him licking it when we were all taking a piss and shit. We were getting up, he was just licking the seat, trying to get as much as he can out of it.
It's a spilled beer, that's why.
Is that what we call it now?
That's what I live for,
You should get over on this side and see what's over here.
Too many people have licked that
already. That's not beer. That is not beer down there at all.
No. It's a little fishy.
Still slow.
We'll roll with it.
All right, fuck it.
Get it in editing.
Bye. Yeah, we always get everything in editing. Even Badger sometimes. Wait for it. Super. All right. Intro time. I'm Mario 81. Thank you for listening to Pigs Radio episode 131.
Yes, sir. You got it.
Yay, me.
Backwards is forwards.
Yo.
Little known fact. FYI. Yeah.
And, of course.
I got nothing for that.
No. I got nothing. The whitest man I know.
It's sadder when it's slower.
Dude, your beard gets more magnificent every week.
It's going to envelop the microphone. Next thing you know.
It's nesting.
Just me talking over you. What is he talking into? I can't even tell.
Dude, I can smell your beard over here.
Fuck, I think I have to deal with it.
Just start a new segment, the most interesting beard in the world.
Wow.
I'm going to cut it and sell it as Merkins for all the ladies with cancer out there that want pubes. So, I care.
That's
I
a man
care.
Who cares, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. No black women, though. My hair is not that style. And punchline with it. I love it every time.
Something related to that smell, of course. The one and only.
Bingo.
Your board is having fun tonight.
I know it, really. Beard smell herself. Let's give it up for the Badger. The Badger.
Badger.
Sucks a dick. What, are not going? Oh.
That was your cue, Badger.
I miss you.
The woman's so bad that Courtney Love gets disgusted.
Oh.
Imagine us on such a good Badger hate fucking party tonight.
What? I'm sorry, I was wasn't listening.
Was she's only talking like that because she's in love. Oh.
There's a Mr. Badger.
Well, I mean, we all know she loves her dad.
Yeah.
I don't love him.
Oh, not anymore?
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to love somebody to fuck them.
Okay, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Just love parts of him.
And of course,
she's trying her best to get back into the part she came out of in the very beginning. She's
working backwards.
She's homeward bound. All right, just let her be.
I can only imagine Badger trying to stick her hand to a pee hole.
Fucking Osmosis Jones?
Oh. What?
Wow.
I don't know. What?
Just.
No.
Just go on.
No pee hole?
Go on.
All right. All right, and we actually have our one of our great sponsors here. We're actually sponsoring a page on their website, so check it out. We have Men's Elite Health and Performance.
Yay!
We have nothing for her.
No. Hold on.
Penis
and
your
board is just trash right now, buddy.
Where's that porn
I
music?
Know.
Hey, I think Jesus we're back up. Christ. Yeah.
There we go.
I'm going to give you the whitest thing I got for boner pills.
Everybody
let's get up for Carol for Men's Elite Health and Performance. Wait. The white breakdown. Carol, it's been a while. You brought us stuff to give away to the listeners.
Yes.
And talking to the mic, my dear. Pretend it's a big dick.
Come on.
You got this.
Knows,
lips to
knows.
Tips. Come on.
Lips.
Okay, wait.
No.
Okay, hear me now.
Badger, not she doesn't know what the tip is.
We're not saying open side suck. Oh, here.
Ah, there you go. Grab it like that the whole time, too, when you talk to me.
Okay. Okay, I got a bottle of testosterone plus.
All right, tell us about that bottle really quick.
This is a testosterone booster that helps build up your testosterone levels when they drop after the age of 40. Well, it starts happening after.
What happens if you're Greg's case that you don't have none of that shit?
I need the
Greg, by the way, Greg looks like a Mexican fucking lesbian here. We got.
I need a double dosage.
We don't have Ellen DeGeneres. We have Ellen Delgado over here. Fucking sitting on the fucking. And look at him. Her.
I wish I had her.
Look
he
at
needs
it.
A lot of testosterone.
Give it. I'll take it all right now.
No. It's like
not enough. You're going to have to take probably a year or two.
It's like Rosie O'Donnell fucks Speedy Gonzalez right here.
I'm
just staring at it.
Is it free? That's my question.
But the first month maybe. You know, it depends. You know.
Can we start a charity group where like we put him like on Kickstarter to build up some money to get some testosterone pills to get his dick working right?
I would love that.
I would love to see Greg's clit. I want to see his clit. Anybody else want to see his clit? Nobody?
Make a note of that.
I'll pay a dollar to see that.
I need some beer to wash the pills down with, so put that on the Kickstarter.
Okay.
All right, so we have a bottle of testosterone pills.
Yeah, and this opens up your blood vessels, the capillaries, and the arteries, so your natural blood flow can start circulating properly again. Now, when your testosterone levels drop, okay, all those blood vessels close up, so your natural blood flow cannot circulate properly. Okay, so this is what you need if you want to be able to perform on your own.
Greg needs like a lifetime supply
from you
guys.
If you're an alcoholic or an old man.
You need this.
Right. Okay.
You need this as if you're in your late 30s and up, you need this.
So Mario.
Even women, by the way. If you notice it says if breastfeeding or breastfeeding or whatever.
Breastfeeding.
I used to breastfeed for a while. It doesn't pay anymore, though. Damn,
breastfeeding. Okay, and the other product that we have here is called Explosion. Now, this is the product you need to be excited about, okay?
For the man that loves writing his name in the snow, but can't do it in the bedroom.
Well, no, this boosts up your libido, okay?
Oh.
It holds back your stamina, so when you climax in larger loads. So when you're done, you know, fucking or whatever, you can just pull it on, just start... You know, you can paint the walls with the whole
thing. Does that come with a bottle?
Wait.
How was that?
can you show this again right now?
What happens?
So let me
just, like, you pull out and you can just.
So Greg's face is the wall. Show us how.
So Greg is going. Are you done yet? Are you done yet?
Hey, I'm talking about like the amount of loads that you'll have after you.
Does that come with a bottle?
So
of pineapple juice?
For the man who wants to have a one man bukkake party, he takes a bunch of that. He takes a load of that. And then he takes a load of him.
By the way, are girls impressed at all the amount of load you can fucking jizz out, Badger?
Oh, fuck yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, if you only drop a little bit of it, it's like, really, that's all you had?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, obviously, because you masturbated five times before you guys went out.
Sorry,
that's what happens.
I jacked off during the dinner. Leave me alone.
Listen, I got better news for you. This also can be used by females. Females can use this too. Now,
for their boners?
If I want a facial, I just go...
Give her a couple.
It makes the girls' clitoris area more sensitive. Yes.
Clitoris.
Clitoris. How do you pronounce it again? Hey, listen, I'm an immigrant.
As the French call, clitoris.
The clit.
Okay, it makes that area more sensitive. Okay, so you actually... a girl will climax more than the usual and on larger loads.
Greg,
as well.
Are you listening?
taking notes.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need your clitoris working properly.
Not only not
slower. Okay.
Not only this, but not only that, but it could cause a girl to also squirt.
Ooh.
Oh.
In so your what face. If you already squirt?
So what you're saying is
then
put down
the walls. Then it will make you squirt
a few times. Water the lawn.
What you're saying is put down the trash bags is what you're saying.
It'll be like the Niagara Falls.
Right.
For the girls.
See, I don't have the time to clean all that up, though. That's the scary part.
But, well, you do want to fuck up pussy. That's wet, right? I mean,
no, well,
really?
I mean, yes, but I also don't want
to. Like,
I also don't want to fuck a lake. You know what I mean? Like, I do like some friction. Shit,
that's up to her if she wants to be wet. I mean, she wants to fight it. I don't care.
I don't want to fuck a stream going on
well,
here.
Well, the whole point is that it really like just enhances
that area
for men and women.
There we go.
That's beautiful.
Okay, so that's what we have today.
Cool.
I already have a boner. Thank you.
I already came on myself in a small load.
We have pills for that boner.
You know, if I would have given you these pills, it would have been larger.
Same. Damn.
You would have ruined your shirt.
Yeah. And of course, speaking about not having a dick, the one and only.
Speaking about fat Daria, we have Greg.
The one and only detachable penis himself.
That's me, folks.
But you know what, though? Even though Greg doesn't have any balls and he gets treated like shit here on the show, he's way better than the fucking Negro Captain America that doesn't show up anymore.
That's true.
Where the fuck is he? I know my father. That's the difference.
Captain America's still looking for his dad, ladies and gentlemen. He thought he found it during Coney 2012, but he realized he wasn't voting for president with that. So, yeah.
I think he's looking for a job so he can pay for child support.
No, he's not looking for a job.
No.
No, he's not looking for a job.
He doesn't care to pay child support.
Poor guy. In memory.
Hope you find your dad. Captain America.
Isn't Martin Luther King's Day tomorrow?
That's why he's not here. He's gearing up for the celebration tomorrow.
That's See? That's what I'm talking
gearing
about.
Gearing up for the twerk fest.
He wants to be first in line for that one, yeah.
I planted
and these guys were actually like twerking right before the show. Let's get up for our band, music guest.
Carved Souls.
There we go. Carved Souls. What's up, guys?
Yay!
How's it going?
Okay.
I was just listening to this. This is very interesting.
So, as always, no bands that we ever have ever do homework about what we do, so they get all
beautiful.
Fucking...
It's,
yeah.
It's
more about themselves, apparently, so let's see what they got.
Yeah, we're just going to show up and wing it.
We are master twerkers, though.
That's true.
Hey, you ain't working unless you're twerking. That's just science.
You may have to prove
this guy's
that.
A pro. He's a pro. All
right, let's
drop it like it's hot.
Get back to twerk.
Starting from this end, let's get naming the position you play in the band and go that way.
All right. My name is Legion, and I'm the keyboardist.
I'm Suede, I'm the singer.
Swing?
Suede.
Suede, okay. Okay, sorry. I'm like, huh?
And I'm Chris, I'm the drummer.
And we have our other bandmate. He's not here, but he's got
Where the fuck is your other bandmate?
He's like, I don't want to go. I'm scared of you guys.
Yeah, he should be scared. Man. Well, they're one down, but I think we can still break up the band, guys. If we have majority of the core here, I think we can do this. For those who don't know what Carved Soul is, tell us what you guys are about and what kind of music, I guess, this is.
We're electronic act. We're more like 80s sound, you know, like synth pop, new wave, dark wave. I guess some people consider us as future pop and
something like
bullshit.
That. Yeah.
Future
some
pop?
Yeah.
Jeff, any comments on that?
Future pop.
That sounds amazing, by the way.
I mean,
your thoughts? Because we don't know.
We're just. Weird.
It's future pop? Anyone? Anyone?
Future pop?
Nope.
Future
Nothing.
Pop. Nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
I think it's pop
from the future.
How about present pop? No. No.
I don't. What?
Future pop. Yeah.
Future pop.
We're just
okay.
Making shit up as
dude, we have now? A fucking brand new band from like the future right
future
now.
Future pop.
Are they back from the future? Is that what it is?
We don't have hoverboards though. So.
No.
That's the only fucking thing I cared about too.
Well,
Chris
is the only one that has a neutral name. Isn't that Legion and Suede and?
It's kind of boring. Yeah.
spell it. Spell it.
KRZ. Chris.
Okay.
Oh, Chris.
I was gonna say my name's Legion. Mine's Suede. Mine's diabolical. And I'm Alan.
What's your who's the other guy's? What's his name?
Gotham.
Gotham.
Yeah.
See,
he's Gotham. Yeah.
It fits perfectly.
I like
it. Yeah, it's perfect.
He's Batman.
That's why he's not here. Well, maybe he is.
Ooh.
He's fighting crime with Captain America somewhere.
With the
I'm
extra
sure
big loads.
He's fighting Captain America somewhere is what he's doing.
All right, so let's get a full spelling of the name. This is always our favorite part of the show. Yeah. Spo, you guys' Facebook URL.
Shit.
Oh, man. Go for it. All right, it's...
By the way, let me point out this is the Mexican talking in the band.
We need some Jeopardy music.
Is this how often you guys log into your own website?
We don't actually look at the address. Right now.
I feel like a very Mexican answer happening right now.
Go.
Basically, you want the whole.
But the yeah,
how do they find
you? You want the whole thing or just a little bit?
How do they find you on the Facebooks?
Carved Souls. It's called Carved Souls.
He just
official.
Pulled out his phone you can't to check log onto Facebook to find out what the URL is.
No phone.
So carved with the K, because you guys are doing it kind of alternate. You
know, let me Google this.
Carved with the C.
C at the at sign.
No, yeah.
C A R V E D S O U L S.
What a dick.
There you go. There you go.
Bam.
Just look that up.
Now, okay. So, do you guys also have any other sites? You got Instagram, Twitter.
We have actual website too. It's carvedsouls.com.
Oh, there it is.
So everything's all linked up
see,
there.
Chris, yeah. That's why Chris is Chris because he's the.
By the way, that's the white one in the group, so that's why.
He's a white. Are you guys short Mexican?
I'm the token. Yeah. I'm the token.
High five. Thank you.
So, on your guys' website,
I don't have an awesome beard though.
On your guys' website, that's where they can find your music. Like you have downloads available there.
Everything we have in the Facebook, Twitter.
It's all linked up to it.
Okay, cool. Shows, all
our shows, upcoming shows, CDs, everything.
First band actually, because I think the closest band we've had to have their own website was what was their name?
Hyena Mortgage?
It was something like Running with Cars. You know, like it was like Running with Cars 17.geocities.net. You know, you're just like you're like what the fuck? So thank you for having it.
Good job,
URL.
Guys. Good job. You know what? Just for that, we give an applause. Good job.
Thank you.
The white guy's on his shit. Thank you.
That's why most white bands are successful.
Hey, is the other guy that's missing, is he Mexican too? Or
he's
he
Peruvian.
Peruvian.
That's why he's missing.
He's
that's why he's moving. That's why he's missing.
It makes a lot of sense.
He's somewhere in Peru right now.
Being Peruvian.
The alter ego.
He's the only white guy that you have a lot of pressure.
Yep.
All right. So, and you know, before I forget, Underdog's right behind me. He's all quiet.
Hi guys, kind of depressed right now. On suicide watch.
He's on suicide watch because unfortunately the 49ers did not make the championship.
I know.
Oh, I thought they found the DNA on that chick. No, you're still clean on that.
No, it's not the chick. All right. She's still missing.
What I tell you, man, you gotta shave before you do shit like that. You can't let your pubes fucking fall off.
What's going on, motherfuckers?
Sad, aren't you?
Hold on, what's up?
Before he kills himself, I want to know the name of that secret band you will not tell us.
All right,
what is the name of that band?
I'm gonna give you guys one word of the name.
Okay. Better not be the.
Yeah.
Midnight.
Jesus. That's one Midnight. Part.
Yeah.
Is that like the first word out of the band?
Yeah, it is.
So apparently Diego has this really awesome band name project that he's had for like, I don't know, 1,000 years.
It's future pop.
He won't tell them what the band name is, but yeah. Shit. So now we know it's Nightmare. So Nightmare is the very first word.
Midnight.
Jesus, you're high.
You know what? It's Midnight Nightmare.
Midnight Nightmare.
Damn it, you guys got it.
Damn! I won. We're going to listen to a track off their new album, right, guys?
Yes.
All right. What track are we listening to?
Restart. We just actually made a video for this, so it makes sense.
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Número seis, por favor.
All right.
Let's watch the video instead. It's on YouTube?
Yeah, the video is on YouTube.
So
let's watch on YouTube.
Just go on YouTube right now.
Oh.
It's like bingo. It's like seeing pictures in a book.
Hold the fuck.
Okay.
Some idiot is calling the show.
Why do you call? They always fucking call like when we're doing this
Hold on. Caller, you're on pigs. Caller.
Better not be Mikey.
Hello.
Caller, you're on pigs.
Oh, he hung up.
No?
Okay, at least it wasn't that one guy that was fucking. Remember that dude that called? He's like, oh, my kids are coming. I got to go.
That was really weird.
So we get phone calls from random ass people. I mean, and not limited to Cookie Monster. We got one. The legitimate real Jason Statham called in.
Which was amazing.
That threw us off guard. And
God.
Then some
Don't
dude,
forget God.
And then some dude that sounds like he's jacking off but then stops because his kids are coming into the room.
Yeah.
That's another one. So if that guy is out there, go kill yourself.
All right, I was giving a few more minutes.
You know what? No. Let's restart. And
let's restart.
And let's play restart.
Check out the new 4G phones. The Sprint HTC Evo and the Sprint Samsung Epic are here. Both have flash players, so you can stream PX Radio live anywhere in the country. So if you're one of those out there having trouble getting your hands on one of these new, cool, special phones, call Arturo at the Signal Hill Sprint store. He's at 562-225-8443. That's Arturo at 562-225-8443. We welcome all new and existing customers.
Kylo's Pizza, family-owned and operated in Downey since 1964. That's a long time, folks. Kylo's Pizza, where is it? Same place it's always been, 13230 Woodruff Avenue at Foster. Not only do we have great sandwiches, we got awesome pasta specials. But besides that, let me tell you something, folks. We got the best pizza around. You want to know how I know? Because I'm Italian and I love real, authentic Italian pizza. Where are you going to find that? I'll tell you where. Kylo's. No event is too big or too small. We do catering over here. That's what what I'm talking about. We cook all the food. You eat all the food. You're going to love it. Let me tell you something. We also got delivery. You're at home. You're watching the playoffs. You don't want to leave the couch. Give Carlos a call. We're going to come over there and bring you some pizza at 562-803-6753. Oof, Maron. Well, our pizza is the best pizza in town. We got all kinds of sizes from little itty bitty all the way to a party size. It's almost 2 feet long. Maron, I'm talking about 2 feet long. That's a bigger pizza. You know what I'm saying? 562-803-6753. Carlos
old lady.
Pizza.
Huh?
Or we make a pizza what? You can't refuse.
I don't know. They're talking inches.
Hey guys, if you want to step your game up, go to LibbyGrow.com now for your free sample of the best natural sexual enhancement product available. Find out why millions of men choose LibbyGrow when they want the fun to last and last. No order to place, no club to join, just a free sample. Go to LibbyGrow.com now to get your free sample. Not because you need it, because you want it.
Non slow mo now.
He sounds healthy.
You're listening to Pigs Radio, broadcasting live from a secret location in Compton, California. The talk show that makes psychiatrists see other psychiatrists.
Other psychiatrists. Pigs Radio, still broadcasting, episode 131.
Yes, yeah, Jay. You got it again. Look at you, it's two.
Yeah,
two
for me.
I'm proud. You're recovering, and I'm really proud of you right now.
Dude, carved souls. Okay, I know I say this a lot, but you know that one thing I do in the shower when I masturbate and then I cry in the shower?
It's called life, yeah.
I found the new soundtrack to do that, too. Dude, that shit was fucking awesome. Rad.
Thank you.
I could die happy now.
That's something I can pop off in the future.
I think I'm going to use that in my shower, thinking about you in your shower.
Yeah.
That's whoa, popception whoa. Right there, and I like that.
I need pills, too.
You should use some explosion with God. That.
I might need a beard to clean that up with.
We're going all around, aren't we? Shit.
So this is what pop sounds like in the future, guys.
That's it.
They came from the year 2875 to bring us this.
Hey, but like I was saying, you could play that stuff like in the bar, in this bar called Bar Sinister in Hollywood. That's one of them.
Totally
like gothic bars.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're, yeah, it's so like in. Yeah,
who's paying you to say that?
Yeah.
Have you hit your quota yet?
It's on the corner of Pico. What's wrong? I don't know.
So, I mean, what do you guys consider yourselves? I mean, I bet you these assholes made up future pop. That's what that's what happened.
They were testing it. They're like, oh, no, it's a joke. Yeah.
You guys fell for it, dude.
I knew it.
You guys fell for that shit.
What do you guys consider yourselves?
As in, like, genre-wise?
It's like screamo mixed with blues.
I mean, metal.
Country, red dirt.
This is love metal, guys. No, love metal.
It's soft rock.
Soft rock.
There's a pill for that.
Soft rock.
Well, I mean, we always listen to new wave, Depeche Mode, The Cure, right. And, like, stuff like that, like 80s music style. And so we consider new wave synth pop.
But not
Jeff, pop. Are you accepting of this
I'll
answer?
I'll accept that because future pop really just primed any answer to be correct. It was nice.
Like, no, you're wrong. I know.
You're wrong.
But they said future pop, so he could have been like, you know, reggae jazz. I'd be like, yeah, it's fucking reggae jazz. Like, better than future pop, whatever the fuck that means.
Well, they're here from back from the future, so they know
yeah,
better.
Yeah, that's right.
It's future pop.
That explains the hair. Okay.
Yeah.
So your biggest influence, I'm assuming, would be more like Depeche Mode then for all the synthy stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and then we have like other bands, And One, synth pop, more synth pop bands.
There are like more industrial bands that we listen to, you know.
I can see why they play Bar Sinister.
Yeah,
if you guys do like the Dragonfly and Helltale Skelter, and
I think Dragonfly, I think we played
Dragonfly once. Yeah.
For sure.
Jeff, these are all clubs where all the gothic people go to, and they whip each other. Then we all jizz on their face.
So it's like Blade.
Yeah.
So make sure you take one of those pills.
can you take them through the rectum? Is that
just so you know? Those bars are real fun.
That is what?
I said those bars are a lot of fun.
What bars?
Where are you at right now?
What are you talking about?
You got to explain the vision to us. We don't see it with you.
Hold on. This is a remake from last week. Has anyone been to CES?
Yeah. You did that right now. What are you talking about?
Nothing. Never mind.
This is why you shouldn't do drugs, ladies and gentlemen. Right here.
You know what? Just for that, give her another shot right now. Here.
I deserve it.
Yeah. You know what? Finish there that bottle.
Put.
Okay, no, you and I.
Badger, are you fucking asleep?
Yeah. Jesus. I just told you. I'm like, you know what it is? She's stuck on the key.
on the key.
Oh, remember my God.
What are you talking about? What's the key?
Shut up. Yeah.
There's a key? Who's the gatekeeper?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have a friend that's going to get a tattoo of like the
keyhole.
A keyhole in his heart. So I told her that, you know, I said, hey, you know, he's
put that in your vagina.
The next person that he's going to date has to have a key tattooed on them. And I said, holy shit, you got a key on you. I didn't even know.
You know, I was going to do that, but, you know, the penis.
But by the way, he has to be circumcised, and you're an uncircumcised, so you guys can do the perfect docking.
How about if you had a vagina and a girl had a cock?
Can you imagine the docking with those pills, though?
There will be an explosion for sure.
Somebody give her more alcohol, because that's a better idea, right?
Badger, are you going to take another shot?
I don't need another shot.
Yeah, you do.
Right. Speaking about disappointment, Martin Luther King Day is coming up, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I was reading about something. There's a there's these flyers going around for twerk for Martin Luther King Day.
So, white people, can you guys tell me what twerking is really quick?
Ready? White people?
White people?
I think you're asking the wrong person.
I saw it on Discovery Channel one time, and what they do, I don't know.
You saw it on BET, not Discovery Channel.
I'm sorry. I don't know the difference sometimes. It's.
I love you.
I get scared.
I think I love Badger's you. About to get her vagina fucking eaten out right now.
Jesus.
She's like, I love you. Yeah, so apparently Martin Luther King is coming up.
Martin Luther King Day is coming up. Then it's twerk for.
First of all, Negroes don't need another day to not do anything. They already do that shit now. They need an extra day? What happened? What did I say?
Dude, I was saying the same thing.
Right?
Dude, she's had black in her. You can't say that.
I'm not even black.
No, I know, sweetie.
You've had it in you. Yeah. You've had it in you or on you or explode on you or whatever the fuck.
All at the same time.
Well,
so
okay.
What is this?
So
not even by injection.
Wait, is this a free event?
This is a free
All right, so apparently people are not happy because there's some flyers floating around with MLK's face on there. So, I don't know. Check it out.
Look at this bitch.
It's almost embarrassing.
King Center CEO Reverend Bernice King responding to images like this one being circulated online depicting her father, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., in promotions for a teen twerk party in Michigan.
It's like, wow. You know, I lost a father who sacrificed everything for them to live a much more dignified and respectful life. And for it to come to this is just, it makes me sad.
The Michigan flyer isn't the only one. Another widely circulated party flyer depicts an enhanced Dr. King wearing a large...
So really quick, on this flyer, he's just...
Pause it. Mid-Michigan Teen Parties presents Freedom to Twerk, Martin Luther King Day Weekend Party.
So it's a picture of him. He has a gold chain on him.
He's a pimp.
Because when I think Martin Luther King... Yeah.
That's
I think two chains.
I actually thought that was pretty cool.
I'm just amazed how they
break the chains of freedom to wear the chains of gold. I get it. I understand what they're doing here.
After Fox 5 revealed the offensive flyers today and under mounting pressure, the Michigan Banquet Hall contacted us to inform us the event has been canceled. The event center posting this message on their Facebook page saying, quote, "We had no knowledge of this malicious advertisement before it was manufactured and administered to the public abroad." Venue owner Vic McEwen also Fox 5 an apology message.
So on this next flyer, he's on here with more gold and a crown hat.
Free at last.
And there's some bitches in the background.
You know,
forget the bitches.
King loved them bitches, though.
You know, bitches.
Reverend Bernice King saying, quote, "This advertisement was in no way a direct reflection of our business and was done completely outside our contract with the promoter and without our consent or review."
No shit.
Going on to say, quote, "We've since canceled said event, refunded the promoter's deposit, and informed the group that they will no longer be welcome at our establishment."
Meanwhile,
while she's disturbed by such depictions,
oh, damn.
Bernice King says she's not mad at the party promoters and doesn't believe they meant any harm. Reverend King believes it was simple ignorance on their part and considers this a teachable moment.
We had to begin the process of educating them and helping them to see how this is insulting and how this is not truly right, representative.
By the way, isn't that the girl from fucking Friday? Isn't that fucking Ice Cube's mom?
I thought that was Monique.
Oh, Jesus. Fuck. Amazing. Amazing.
I want to know what Badger has to say about this.
Badger, say something so the drunk
on
will
a
stop.
Fucking flyer. It's success.
It's success.
Why are they upset?
I wanted to see him with a Jerry curl. That would have been real pimp.
You know what? That would have been awesome.
Martin Luther King all night long.
Jeez.
I
don't see the problem. People do shit like that all the time. What's the big deal? Just because he's black? All
Twerk for Jesus is next. You know?
Oh, you want to work twerk for Jesus.
He was hung on. Well for you. It's like, fuck, man.
I would.
I like that
Jesus.
Though. I want to know the guy that actually sat there on a computer for like
and
two
like
hours
did all the shit on Photoshop.
And made that shit. It was like,
yeah,
yeah,
it made it color. You know? Yeah, yeah. I was like, wow, that's how he looks like.
I didn't know if he was black or white. I couldn't tell. He was gray to me the whole time. But Jesus. Well, what's this next one here?
Oh, wow. I was just trying to set it up for you. But, you know, speaking about, like...
If you talk about Martin Luther King and stupid black people talking about twerking, you got to talk about the LAPD. That's
of course.
That goes hand in hand, usually.
By the way, I spread this video of what? Said by the way?
She said, I agree.
Oh, okay, sorry.
She's actually said something relevant.
I know, right? Like, huh?
I know, that's why I threw you off.
Like, wait, I wasn't prepared for that.
What club?
Jeff, I love you.
I know, I love me too.
Aww. Now, this girl does not love the
I just read the thing.
I want to thank so much for joining us. I'm Susie Suh. It was caught on camera. A woman sprawled on the street after she fell out of a moving LAPD patrol
car. Looks like Badger.
Well, tonight, for the first time, she claims it happened after an officer sexually assaulted her. It's a story you'll see only here on KCAL 9. And Stacey Butler is live tonight in Montebello. Wait,
pause
where
it.
She just
By the way, fuck KCAL 9. I don't even know why you got KCAL 9 on.
Well, doesn't mean that's where I found the story at.
You know what?
No.
You know about our history with KCAL 9.
Oh, you're right. Pigs Radio was once on KCAL 9. We started a controversy, and the black gays were apparently mad.
The Blaze.
Hey, dude, look up.
We were on channel 9 and 5, and they called us Pigsy Radio. So fuck you, media.
Mario. Right. Mario. Man. Mario. Look on the right of the screen, dude.
I was like, who the fuck's talking?
Oh, God?
Oh, it's Michael Jackson.
Scroll down. Trayvon Martin is on the...
Oh, right on top of that.
That's right.
There it is,
Trayvon
too.
Martin.
Well, shit, they know we were there. Okay. Yeah. We're not going to get into that.
With the woman's attorney, Stacey.
And Susie, we just obtained the lawsuit that the attorney, Arnaldo Casillas, filed on behalf of his client, Kim Nguyen, when she filed this against the LAPD. Now, take a look at this video. Casillas tells us that it claims to show the 27-year-old pharmacist bleeding on the ground with her dress removed from the waist down. Now, Nguyen claims an LAPD officer sexually assaulted her and acted negligently, causing her to fall out of a moving patrol car last March 17th. Casillas says it all started when Nguyen was apparently standing in front of a downtown restaurant with two male friends at just after 2 o'clock in the morning waiting for a cab. He says they had all been drinking. Now, Nguyen says that the officers pulled up, placed her in the back of the patrol car for public intoxication, but left her male drinking companions behind. In a taped deposition, Nguyen described how one of the officers allegedly got in the back of the patrol car with her and sexually assaulted her as she was handcuffed.